Did you know that your medical school application GPA will likely not be the same as your transcript GPA? There are lots of reasons for that, and it can be frustrating, but there is a free, easy way to calculate your medical school application GPA at mapped.com. That's MAPPD.com. Using Mapped app, which is now free to use for a GPA calculator, this is a new change. So if you've checked out Mapped before, if it's been a while, go check it out. We've come a long way with Mapped app. And now with our free tier, after your 30-day free trial, using the referral code 30 days free, that's all one word, all capital letters, 30, the number 30 days free. After that free trial of using all of the amazing features inside of Mapped, you can now continue to use Mapped for free. Again, that's mapped.com, MAPPD.com. The Old Pre-Meds Podcast, session number 265. You're a non-traditional student entering the medical field on your terms. You may have had some hiccups along the way, but now you're ready to change course and go back and serve others as a physician. This podcast is here to help answer your questions and help educate you on your non-traditional journey to becoming a physician. Welcome to the Old Pre-Meds Podcast. My name is Dr. Ryan Gray, your host here every week, where I take questions directly from the pre-med forums over at premedforums.com. And I take those questions and answer them here on the podcast. If you haven't yet, go sign up for an account, premedforums.com. The Old Pre-Meds Podcast is sponsored by Blueprint Prep. If you haven't checked out blueprintprep.com yet, formerly known as Next Step Test Prep, go check them out, blueprintprep.com. I'll talk about them a little bit more here in a minute. Our question today is an interesting one from a super non-trad. Our question asker says, "Hello all, I just turned 49. I've had a wide-ranging, big body experience-led journey through life that started out rough and is now filled with love and joy. I want to go to medical school and spend the rest of my days working as a community GP in a rural environment. I have the grades and I am working on post-bac coursework, currently a birth doula, and was heading toward nurse midwifery. But medicine is what I want, and I can be so much more impactful as an MD. I don't have years left to come up with more reasons why I'm too old to do this, but I do need someone, anyone, to tell me that I can do this. Can I ask for your counsel?" Yes, you have my counsel. I love a lot of the replies in there are saying, yes, do it, do it. The goal of going to medical school, whether you're 22, 42, or 62, is to realize your dream of wanting to serve others as a physician. And no matter what age you are, that dream of serving others as a physician will never go away. And so if you are 62, 72, okay, maybe not 72. At 72, you're getting a little old. I don't know how that's going to go. But you can do it at 72. There's nothing stopping you, no matter what age you are. There's nothing stopping you from going to medical school to realize this dream of becoming a physician. If this is what you want, then you should do it. I've had older people on the podcast, my pre-med years podcast, talk about their journey to medical school at 55, 56. 49 is not old. 49 is about midlife these days. This is your midlife crisis. You want to go to medical school because this is how you want to serve your community. And if that's what you want, then you should do it. Will there be obstacles along your way? Of course. Will there be ageism along the way? Of course. But will that desire to be a physician ever go away? Probably not. And so you should take the many remaining years of your life on this planet that you have left, you should take those years and go to medical school and serve your community as a GP in a rural environment, because that's what you just said you wanted to do. And so no matter what age any of you are right now listening to this, if you have the desire to be a physician, number one, make sure that it's a true desire and it's not just some random thought that you've had, right? Go explore, get clinical experience. Make sure that you know what you're getting yourself into. It's a long and expensive journey to be a physician. But at the end of that exploration, if being a physician is what you want to do, then you should start down that path today. Because as they say, the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The second best time is today. Today, plant that tree that you will be a physician. You may be older than everyone else in your class, but that's okay because it's what you want to do. Good luck on your journey. You have my permission to move forward, even though you didn't need it. But this is what you want. You should go do it. Hopefully that was helpful for you. As you're on your pre-med journey, the MCAT is a big obstacle. And my friends at blueprintprep.com will help you on your journey. Formerly known as Next Step Test Prep, Blueprint Prep has the best online course out there. And they just made it even better with their new live online feature added on to the best online course that was out there before. You can, with the live online course, you get classes on top of office hours. You get classes that are scheduled covering different topics with two amazing Blueprint instructors. So you can be assured that they will prepare you the best. You get all the amazing video content helping you kind of remember everything about the MCAT, all of that content maybe that you forgot as a non-trad, all the amazing foundational content that you need to know for the MCAT, all brand new as of last year as I'm recording this. It was recreated for their new MCAT course. Great, engaging, informational, entertaining videos with amazing graphics and amazing animations over on their course. You get access to all of their full-length exams, the best third-party full-length exams out there, right? The AAMC has the best. Blueprint Prep has the second best, the best third-party exams out there. With a new platform that really helps you understand where your weaknesses are. Big back end full of data to help you understand when you're taking your full lengths, where those weaknesses are that are directly linked to the content inside of their course. You get access to all of that through the live online course, again, with those classes that you can reschedule if something comes up with both of those instructors. So go check it out, blueprintprep.com. Go check that out today, because the best time to start studying for the MCAT, not 20 years ago, but maybe yesterday, second best time today. Go check them out, blueprintprep.com. Have a great week. We'll see you next time here on the Old Pre-Meds Podcast.
This is MedEd Media.